The Adventures in Hellworld podcast talks in depth about QAnon. While it's meant to be comedic informative, sometimes we have to get into things like child abuse and violence against people. Listener discretion advised.
Hello, everybody. I am Mike Rains, a.k.a. Poker and Politics, and welcome to another exciting, fascinating, and scintillating episode of Adventures in Hellworld. This week, I am joined by Eric, the deep state operative, who's apparently arguing with his family right now because he's muted and shouting.
Yes, I had to let them know that this is a phone in my hand, not a gun.
That's very important. That is a distinction that might save your life, but probably won't. And we're also joined by Steph, who is vaping, and that is a vape and not a gun in her hand. Hi, Steph.
Hi, I haven't slept in 24 hours. How's everyone doing?
Go to bed.
Are there LEDs on your vape, or was that just the light hitting it?
They're definitely LEDs.
I have LED. There are LEDs on the vape, and there are LEDs on my wall.
Yeah. Oh, so true story. Yesterday, I did a Pinewood Derby with Cub Scouts, which, if you don't know what that is, basically you build a little race car out of a slab of pine wood and some plastic wheels, and then you race them by putting them on a ramp and letting gravity do its thing. But
and if you do it right, you call aliens to Earth, right? Yeah. That's South Park.
Okay, so we were I didn't know they were on South Park, so maybe people are more familiar with it than I thought. But anyway, there was an adult circuit where some of the Scoutmasters had made their own, and one guy comes out and he had a freaking lighting kit all over his car. Though it did not make him any faster. He actually lost the race to a guy who only had three wheels on his car. So it was very interesting.
Windows?
Well, there's no windows on these things. They're literally just pieces of wood that you sand down and cut. Yeah. And then the one I helped my son make, we put a Lego figure on it who for some reason was missing one of his arms. So I named the car the One-Arm Bandit. And he got third place. So one arm is more aerodynamic than two.
Very nice.
In other good news that we can talk about in the world, I got my drugs. It took forever, but I finally defeated the medical industry in America and have gotten my Wegovy pills. It was very funny when I called the pharmacist to get them. She said, "Oh, you're the first one." I was the first one to get the pills and not the shot. And my doctor was very adamant. He's like, "Hey, man, get the shot. You should get the shot." And I'm like, "Shot's $200 a month. The pills are $150 a month. Are you going to cover that $50 gap there for me? You're going to pony up that $50 a month for me?" And he was like, "Oh, but if you take the pill, you can't eat anything for a half hour after you take it in the morning." I'm like, "I don't need breakfast. I really don't care. Just give it to me." So after all that, I got it, and today I took my first pill. So this dose level is like baby's first GLP-1. It is a very weak dose. Next month, I'm getting a much stronger dose.
Yeah, that's how they have to do it. They start you off on the lowest dose, and then you do a what do you call it? Not a check-in, where the doctor says, right, "Are you dead yet?"
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been taking the shot form of Wegovy for about a year now, and it's worked great. I've lost about 50 pounds on it, so I'm very happy with the results.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is like, I'm on like 35, I'm on like 15 milligrams for the first month, and next month I'm going right up to 40. They're beefing me up right quick. So that's, very,
I think that might actually, the dosage is different for the shots, but I think that is just the natural progression. You go from that. It's not like they go up like 5 milligrams every month.
Oh, yeah. They start giving, It basically, the first month is just like slowly like poking your brain, letting you know, "Hey, we're going to start hitting this sensor in your brain really hard real soon. Just want that sensor to know it's coming." And then, as time goes on, boop, 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 boop. There we go. So yeah.
Yeah. Cause I think you would get going to like renal failure if you took the highest dose right off the bat.
Oh, I'm sure it would mess you up. I mean, they would love nothing more than to give you a pill that just fucking made weight fall off you immediately. Cause Jesus Christ, that'd be selling like hotcakes. So this like, start a pill treatment and in 6 months you'll be down 30 pounds. And like, that sounds great. But when you're like doing it, you're like, "Come on, why can't I lose? This sucks." So yeah.
The thing that got me about it was that, it took me like 3 or 4 months to actually get it after I got the prescription because it was, It's probably different now because this was like a year ago when the stuff was still relatively new. And the problem was that a lot of celebrities were hitting up their doctors for prescriptions so they could drop like 10 pounds for their next movie role or something like that. So it was like impossible. I went to like six different pharmacies before I found one that covered the lowest dosage. And then even then it was like, okay, I got the first dose. Now, hopefully next month I'll be able to get the next one. So it was very exciting for a little while there.
Oh yeah.
Like, if that doesn't work, you can just get some cocaine.
No, thank you. But, terrible stage partner. No, but, what's really funny, well, that's not going to happen now because now they're like so, aggressive with the stuff. Like Wegovy's got the pill. There's going to be an Ozempic pill out soon. So they're going to be like really just like flooding the market more than anything. So this is going to be like the exact opposite. You're just going to have an embarrassment of riches now. And just like, what drug do I want? There's so many to choose from.
Yeah. And my mom is on she's at Mounjaro now, but she was trying to get something else before, but she couldn't for these reason I stated before. So that's why she's doing Mounjaro now. But what annoys me about it is that she's taking it because she's diabetic. She's not doing it for weight loss. So this is like nobody would question this being a medical necessity, and she can't find it because other people are using it to, you know, look good in their bathing suit.
Oh yeah. That was the thing that was really funny is like last year when this all started, they were like, hey, we're going to do some blood work on you. And if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, you get Ozempic. And I was like, oh, come on. Let me have a really bad medical condition. And it was like, turns out you're not. So you don't get nothing. I was like, oh,
what was your A1C?
I have no idea, but I do remember they tried to get me to go due to cholesterol, and then my insurance company was like, no, fuck you. No goddamn way you're getting it for cholesterol. You con man, you grifter. So that was great.
Yeah, I had to have like an hour-long consultation with my doctor explaining to her that everything that I've been doing for the last year because I had managed to lose about 30 pounds on my own. So add that to the 50 I've lost now. I was pretty hefty for a while there,
You're looking good.
Thank you. I was telling her I'm doing this and this, and I'm like, and I got this fitness tracker on my watch, and I'm hitting my steps, and I'm doing all this, but I just hit a plateau, and I could not get below it, no matter what I did. And she's like, okay, well, if I can show the insurance company that you're doing all this, and you're still not losing any weight, then we should be able to get you approved. And she did it a lot quicker than I thought she'd be able to. So that was nice.
The medical industry working for customers? Oh my God.
I really hope I can get a prescription so I'm not like the odd man out.
Well, we've almost gone 10 minutes of happy go lucky stuff. So fuck that shit. Strap in everybody. Strap in baby. Cause Ice just murdered someone else. Yeah. This is,
you know, and I was still fucking glowing from the bone temple. I saw the bone temple like on Thursday, and I was still carrying around this orgasmic afterglow that long after I saw it and planning on seeing it again. Things were feeling okay for a minute.
And then reality asserted itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. So now I have to go see the bone temple again. Thanks.
Yeah. So, if you're under a cave, which you're not because you're listening to this podcast, all like, I don't know, 500 of you or whatever, and God bless you for doing so. Patreon.com/PokerPolitics. Let's get a plug in early. Let's go full
let's get ahead of that.
Let's go full Alex Jones. Like every 7 minutes on this pod, we just put in a plug. Just be like, I need money.
We just start selling boner pills.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, I should like, cut my Wegovy pills in half, and I take half, and I like sell the other half to my customers. Like, yeah, I'm doing black market weight loss drugs.
I'll buy.
That'd be great.
I'll buy. Crush them up and snort them in the high school bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, that's they very strongly tell you to not do that shit on the bottle. They're like, do not cut, do not break. Put the Wegovy tablet is a gremlin. It's like you drink it, and it literally says with no more than 4 ounces of plain water. You can't even use sparkling. If you put sparkling down your throat, boom, you gain 10 pounds. So it's like, yeah, you gotta Yeah, take the pill. Yeah, put a little regular water down your gullet for it. And then you can't do anything for a half hour after that. But anyways, so fuck all that shit. Alex Pretty, is that how you say the last name? I haven't heard it. I've only been reading it online. So
yeah, that's how I've been pronouncing it in my head. I'm assuming it's Italian or something.
Yeah. So anyways, this dude went to a protest. If you watch the videos, everyone's blowing whistles because that's the Minnesota way of like letting people know ICE is in the area. And this ICE agent is shoving a woman, and the ICE agent then goes to shove a second woman. And Alex gets in the way of the ICE guy shoving this woman. He's like, hey, bro, why are you like shoving this person? At which point he gets pepper sprayed directly in the face. This guy like literally is like full canister to the dome of pepper spray on Alex. Alex starts stumbling and goes down, and then ICE just starts swarming him. Just a mob of ICE agents go at him. And in this mob, and the best part, as someone has pointed out, it's lovely that ICE doesn't wear uniforms. You just have all these like slobs who just have a vest that says ICE on them. The rest of their bodies are just like whatever street clothes they decided to wear that day.
One
go ahead.
Thing to point out though, because people have been saying this. Apparently, it was actually it was actually the Border Patrol that did this, not ICE. So just want to issue that short correction.
No, that's fine. Oh, again, I've stated strongly and repeatedly. Please correct me.
It wasn't Satan. It was one of his demons.
Yes. So anyway, so this these undertrained Border Patrol assholes, they start pepper spraying Alex, and then a mob of them swarm him. One of them rips his gun out of his holster, and this is a very important point because, as I have been posting on Twitter repeatedly, it is truly incredible watching how all these fucking assholes who've spent their entire political careers screaming and yelling about how you'll take their guns away from them from their cold, dead hands, that the Second Amendment is sacrosanct, that I have a right to walk into a Walmart with an AR-15 strapped to my chest for freedom. And now all these people are making posts saying, this guy went to an ICE protest with a gun in his, with a gun on him. What did he think was going to happen? Like, what an idiot move that is, dummy. Just ask him to get blown away.
And I guarantee you that at least 80% of those people have been defending Kyle Rittenhouse for the last 5 years for doing the exact same thing. In theory. Yeah. Let me just say that because there's obvious differences, which we'll get into, but. But the general idea of having a gun during a protest is the same in both cases, but
right.
But polar opposite reactions from the gun nut crowd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kyle Rittenhouse blowing away those people was the act of a hero. This guy having a holstered weapon on him that he did not draw ever was the act of a suicidal lunatic trying to get himself blown away by the police. Just dude with a death wish is basically the mentality they're pushing right here.
And then, yeah. And then, I think, Noam and, Bovino were both claiming that the guy was on a murderous rampage that they had to shut down. That he was like literally like running at them, firing away, screaming death to tyrants or something.
I heard someone make the ridiculous statement that they claimed Alex yelled, "You're going to have to kill me." Which, again, no video picks that up, and you can hear everything going on in all the videos where they're beating the shit out of him and then murdering him. And it's really what's really funny to me is that for like the first 8 to 9, I was thinking like all day yesterday until, I don't know, around like midnight or so,